Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Katie Henriksen, host of Note Monday through Friday, and on Sundays, Sunday Symphonies. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. We have I've got two symphonies picked out. They're both Symphony Number 2 from each composer. One's Philip Glass's Symphony Number 2, which was composed in 1994, and it was commissioned by the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And then the other one is from the Russian composer Alexander Borodin, and that's his Symphony Number 2 in B minor. He also, something I found fascinating with him is that he was also a doctor and chemist and an advocate for women's rights.
Okay. All right. And what time period was that, you said?
Borodin is a Russian romantic composer. His dates are 1833 to 1887. I don't know specifically what year he composed Symphony Number 2, although he did have revisions help from two other composers, Glazunov and Rimsky-Korsakov, both worked with him on revising that specific symphony. And he was also part of this group of Russian composers called the Five, or the Mighty Handful.
I guess they were, a lot to handle then.
You know, I actually don't honestly know a ton about that group. I was just reading about his life, and he was a member of that circle, and I actually don't have the other composers written down, but they were Russian composers who were actually trying to make music, classical music, that was more Russian than, not derivative so much from the other European styles is what they were trying to do. So.
Well, and maybe they were a handful because you said he was an advocate for women's rights. And in the mid 1800s.
That's very progressive. And it also, right. He also helped he was the founder of the School of Medicine for Women in St. Petersburg. So he founded a school for women to study medicine in the 1800s,
right,
in Russia.
Right. So I bet that's,
yeah,
it.
And then the Philip Glass, it's
that name I definitely know.
Yeah. He it was commissioned by the Brooklyn Academy of Music and premiered by the Brooklyn Philharmonic. And this is a recording, actually, though, from the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra. I was reading up about this symphony, and he's talking, there's a quote from Philip Glass in the liner notes about polyphony, and that's, I know polyphonic is how usually people talk about it. So let's see. He says, I'm more interested in the ambiguous qualities that can result from polytonality, how what you hear depends on how you focus your ear, how a listener's perception of tonality can vary in the fashion of an optical illusion. We're not talking about inventing a new language, but rather inventing new perceptions of existing languages.
So it's just, it all depends on how you hear it, each individual.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that's two symphonies tonight.
Yes.
And then tomorrow...
Starting our fall fundraiser tomorrow, right. And during that time, I will be doing live classical music from 9 to noon. So if anyone wants to hear a specific piece, you're really in love with a Chopin nocturne or whatever, you should find me on Facebook or Twitter, or you could call us up at KUAF and let me know. I'd love to play something for you guys.
Right, great. Okay, and you'll be on air pitching with Kyle tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we'll be together on Tuesday.
All right.
Okay. Until
teamwork.
Then.
Teamwork. All right.
Thanks, Kitty.
Thanks.